Sunday, March the 8th. This was a sluggard of a day, and one must have them now and then. We slept until 10 o'clock, and then we dressed and went quickly to the Christian church. In the hall, we encountered Linda, looking beautiful, with a mantilla on, just about to go out the door to St. John's. So Lyndon abducted her, pretty much against her will, I think, and off she went to the Christian church with us, Mr. Kellum, and the Thornberries. After services, we went downstairs to the coffee hour and shook hands with a limitless line of churchgoers, and then home for lunch with Jesse and the Thornberries. It's been such a pleasant week with them, and I'm sorry to say goodbye. But speaking of you can't go home to Pocatello, they're certainly a couple that did. They love El Paso, and so will I, Austin, when I ever get there. In the middle of the afternoon, I went with Linda and Warren Lynn, dressed up in pants and a couple of sweaters, over to the basement of the EOB to bowl. It would be such fun, but alas, the bowling equipment was all mechanized, and something was the matter with the mechanism, and it wouldn't work. So we came home rather disgruntled. I took a nap with Lyndon. Then we called the Bill Whites and the Bill Moyers. They came over to dinner with us. Linda, Warren Lynn, and Jesse joined us. I had a good chance to go over my proposed speeches with Bill Moyers, and also my plan to try to bring over, one at a time, those people who work in our office but do not actually know us well, such as the Ralph Dungans, the Mike Fellmans, the Lee Whites, the Ken O'Donnells. Our evening with the Salingers the other night was such a plus, as far as I'm concerned, that I want to do the same kind of a, hopefully, a consolidation job with some of the others, although I feel sure there are those that cannot remain with us, will not want to, but as long as we are attempting to work as a team, we need the amalgam of being together on an intimate basis, and the same is true of a good many people in the cabinet, although already I feel as though I know the Rusks and the McNamaras very well indeed, but not all the others. So it was an easy day, and so to bed. One of the nicest aspects of it was that Lucy went to the flower show for me, making a special stop by the Texas display, where she wrote her name on the flagstones, brought me home a beautiful gardenia bush and a small bouquet of violets. And while there, she got a darling picture made with a hot dog and a Coke in her hand. It couldn't be more just plain Americana. For once, she looked as pretty as she is.